If you leave this program with one math problem in your head today, let it be this. 40,000 tickets sold in 30 seconds. How many of them did real concert goers buy? Well, yes, we're talking about Justin Bieber concert tickets, tickets for the pop star's two shows at Madison Square Garden, sold out in half a minute on Saturday. Even for a squealing preteen fan base trembling with Bieber fever, 40,000 tickets in 30 seconds seems just incredible. So how did this happen? We turn now to Gary Bongiovanni, who is editor-in-chief of Pollstar. That's a concert industry publication. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Robert.
And tell us, how did this happen?
The truth is that 40,000 tickets didn't sell in that first few seconds. A lot of those tickets were already sold in the days leading up to that one public on sale. There was probably an American Express pre-sale. Certainly the Justin Bieber fan club had a pre-sale. And then there are a fair number of tickets that get held back for record company, media, and so on.
Well, is it a tightly held secret, or do we have some sense of the 40,000? Do we think most actually were sold before this magical 30-second window?
It wouldn't surprise me if more than half of them were already accounted for before the public on sale. You also have to remember that the secondary market, the ticket brokers, are actively trying to get as many of those good seats as they can, and they're professionals. That's how they make their living.
The secondary market is what we used to impolitely refer to just as ticket scalping. That's what we call it.
Ticket scalping, ticket brokers, yeah. Call it what you want. It's a little more respectable than it used to be. You now have companies like eBay and StubHub, and even Ticketmaster has its own secondary market. In fact, there are artists, I don't think Justin Bieber's necessarily one of them, who actually divert directly some of their inventory of tickets to the secondary market and make some of that profit themselves.
Now, those people who are just trying to get a shot at, a dozen tickets, let's say, do they have to be technologically savvy to have a chance of getting in there in that very small window?
I don't know about technologically savvy. They have to be lucky, basically. With the Internet, you can have thousands of transactions occurring all at the same time. And that really makes it very difficult for the average fan to get a seat at all in a really high-demand show.
When ticket brokers see a huge concert tour opening up and tickets coming online for sale, do they gear up their robotic computers? What do they do?
I don't know that gear up is necessarily the right word to use because they have the computers available to them. The question is, how many do they really want to try and resell on the secondary market? It's not a science. It's really kind of a voodoo art in terms of ticket demand.
A pop concert is like an IPO, is what you're describing here.
Yeah, and sometimes you get a Facebook.
Has anyone ever tried to see how big the secondary market is? That is, how many tickets are available for Justin Bieber's Madison Square Garden concerts over the next couple of days?
The question, I guess, is how many times will they be resold?
Uh-huh.
The truth is that no show ever really sells out because you can almost always get tickets at the last minute.
As long as there's a guy mumbling out in front of the garden, I got a ticket, then the show isn't sold out, technically.
Or on Craigslist or any of the more established broker sites, you can always get tickets. It's just a matter of how much are you willing to pay.
Gary Bongiovanni, thanks a lot for talking with us.
You're welcome, Robert. Have a good day.
And Mr. Bongiovanni is the editor-in-chief of Pollstar, a publication which covers the concert industry.
I'd like to be everything you want. Hey, girl, let me talk to you. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.